Okay, another beautiful day in the Delaware Valley. Welcome, everybody. It is a John DeBella Show daily podcast for this November 13th. For the love of God, is there some way we can get California our weather? Because God knows they could certainly use it, and I think we've hit the quota for rainfall in 2018 and 2019, but I'm not a meteorologist. I'm just spitballing here. It's Dave. Got all the clips for you right here. Let's dive straight in. What can we expect today? Well, Steve started things out with a lyrical mastery of a certain song. Carrie Norkman Nelly of Parks checked in, as she always does, ahead of the turkey drop. She's going to be lending a hand this year, courtesy of her casino. Yes, the turkey drop, in case you don't know, it's coming up this coming Tuesday. We shared more info on that for you. Heard some Beatles remasters, and we're actually going to be talking to the descendant of George Martin, Giles Martin, who had his hand deeply invested in the new remasters coming out. We paid tribute to Stan Lee of the Marvel Universe, the nerdly god that he was, passing away at 95 years old. And we hit the phones today to hear about your Thanksgiving elephant in the room. Had a good time with that. See for yourself. Let's do it right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
So let me get this straight. You can actually sing the words to that song?
Most of them. I think I forgot. I used to know them as a kid. I used to like songs that people would sing really fast in.
Uh-huh.
So I started getting the words down, and I was sitting here singing it.
It was coming back to you pretty good. Yeah. But we were talking about how a lot of the countries have probably changed since 1993.
Well, yeah. Bring it back.
Oh, well, we're talking about something different.
All right.
Talking about R.E.M.
We're talking about R.E.M.
Not the Animaniacs Nation of the World song.
Oh, wow, sorry.
Right?
Sorry, I got lost.
I also know that.
The Animaniacs Nations of the World song.
Steve and I got on that tip then.
Nations of the World, the President's song they have.
Yeah, the President's in Order.
Which actually ends with Clinton.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, it makes sense. 93, like I just said.
Yeah, and the states and their capital.
Yeah, give it a try.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Speeding up an ox speed. Brunt nose treat the ladder. Start to clatter with fear. Fight down height. Liars. I see. I know.
Stevie Stipe, everybody.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
My voice sounds just like a... what's his face?
Michael.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, Yakko and Wacko Warner as well.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us once again, because it ain't turkey drop until Carrie Norkmanelli calls in from Parks Casino. Hiya, Carrie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am doing really great. You know you are one of our favorite voices in radio, and you're not even in radio.
I should be in radio.
You should be in radio.
TV, for that matter.
Hey, before we get into, the turkey drop, and you guys are going to open a sports book, right?
Yes, definitely. We're opening the Park Sportsbook. I don't know when yet. Uh-huh. As you know and everyone knows, we are approved with the license. We are just waiting for a few things, regulations to be put in place, and we will be ready to rock and roll as soon as we can.
Now, I heard from some people who are doing business with you guys that this is going to be the sports book in Philadelphia, that this thing is supposed to be incredible.
Well, not just Philadelphia, actually in the country.
Really?
I sit in planning meetings, and the permanent sports book, which is under construction, that actually will not open until 2019.
Okay.
So as soon as we get the green light, we're going to open with a temporary sports book, and then the permanent one is going to be magnificent.
So am I going to be able to count on you for a truckload of turkeys again this year?
Of course, of course. I was sitting here thinking about this when we started doing this, but this is our ninth year.
Is it really? Wow. Okay. For me, I would have thought that it was even longer, to tell you the truth.
I can't believe it. We always talk about the story the first time, because they recruited me here 9 years ago, right before the building opened. And I came in, I started work in November, mid-November, and they're like, next week, by the way, we're doing the turkey drop, John DeBella, and threw me into it. And then 9 years later, here we are. But yes, absolutely, you can count on Parks Casino. We will be there. We'll be pulling up in our beautiful truck.
And you'll be on time.
I will be on time, hopefully. I think the past 2 years, I did make it on time.
Yeah, well, that's only because you came earlier.
I leave my house at 4 a.m. to get there.
Well, look, my thanks to everyone at Parks, and good luck with everything that's going on there. And we look forward to seeing you at the Turkey Drop at the Kimmel Center on November 20th. And as I said, we'll be at Acme locations throughout the Delaware Valley. You can find the one closest to you at WMGK.com. Carrie Norc-Minelli, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for checking in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
Thanks to Carrie Norc-Minelli and all the folks at Parks Casino who once again will come through like so many people do year after year after year. We've got so many clients who line up in this. But of course, we're looking for as much help as we could possibly get. And keep in mind, we will be at a dozen different Acme locations on Tuesday the 20th. We will be broadcasting live from the Kimmel Center from 6 to 9 a.m. But the rest of the air staff and the rest of the station staff will be at all these different Acme supermarkets in Media on Baltimore Pike. There's an Acme supermarket in Morristown on Ridge Pike, in Doylestown on North Main Street, and of course on Neyman's Road in Wilmington, DeBellaware. It has taken years, but we finally have a DeBellaware location. So please take advantage of it. All you DeBellaware people have been bitching about this for years. Well, now it's time. Your bitching has been heard. We have come through. We finally have a Wilmington location. So please make it a big score for us for the Turkey Drop next Tuesday. 1 in 4 Philadelphians lives below the poverty line. And we're talking about working poor. We're not talking about people looking for a handout. This is the last thing on earth they want, but it's something that they need. So can't you help? Let's make Thanksgiving really big this year. I mean, Acme's in on it. Parks Casino is in on it. Dietz and Watson is in on it. Well, I hope you could be in on it too. All the information you need is sitting at WMGK.com.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9 MGK.
Let me ask you a question. Actually, I'm going to throw this out to everybody. Mm-hmm. And with Thanksgiving upon us, and we're talking about the turkey drop and all that, mm-hmm. of course, you know, the whole family is going to get together, whoever it is in your family that comes to your Thanksgiving. And it is very possible that each and every Thanksgiving, there is an elephant in the room. What I'm talking about is that one person who is part of your Thanksgiving meal who said something, did something happened to at some time during the course of your family history, and when Thanksgiving comes along, they never live it down. I'll give you an idea. When Password was a new TV show, within no time, they had the home version of the Password game, which, from my understanding, Cindy still has one.
I do.
Still busted out.
Right? You know? And in between, because, you know, we used to have those Italian Thanksgivings that sure. just went on forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You sat down at the table at 1, you got up at 4 to take a break from round 2, which continued until 7 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, I mean, everything you could possibly imagine. There was turkey, there was pasta, there was meatballs. I mean, it's just over the top, right? And, you know, in between that, in that round 1 and round 2, we mm-hmm. would like maybe play a game. And 1 year we're playing Password.
Right.
And my Uncle Gus, God rest his soul, right? The password was baboon.
Okay.
But for some reason, right, he thought the word was bamboon. Right?
Oh,
so
he
referred to it as a bamboon, right? And everybody lost it. So for the rest of the night, everybody's going like, hey, is that a bamboon over there? What's this? The bamboon? It went on till the day the man died. Every Thanksgiving, Uncle Gus would be there, and they're like, hey, Mom, we serving any bamboon this year?
Who's going to bring it up first?
Who's going to bring it up first?
Right.
All right, you know, so how about you guys? Any of you guys, you got any sort of family thing that happened?
God. For me, it's always just, I guess the elephant in the room is, how drunk is Dave going to get when he visits Aunt Carol's house and the scotch comes
out? That's Mrs. Gibson's elephant in the room. She's the only one.
My mom's always giving me the eye, the hairy eyeball from the kitchen.
Well, in Dave's house, there's only when he goes to his aunt's house is there booze served.
It's true.
Grandma doesn't serve booze. Mom doesn't serve booze. There's no wine. There's nothing. Yeah. There's not even eggnog with rum in it. I mean, nothing.
That's mine. I don't really have anything juicy.
I've told you guys this before. My family's so boringly normal that nothing is really...
Nothing. I'm telling you, if we open the phone lines, 215-263-WMGK, I guarantee we are going to hear stories the likes of which we have never heard before. What is that topic? What is that thing? What is the one thing you bust on each and every Thanksgiving? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. I have a Christmas version of this, so there's not a Thanksgiving version. Okay. All right, my friend Greg,
right.
When he was a little kid, it was Christmas, and he ran to open up a package, and the package he opened up said Grandma, right? But it was like, his name was Gregory. And
it's easy to mistake.
So it was easy for a little, for a kid to misunderstand. And he opens the box, and there's a tea kettle in it. Right, and he starts to cry because he was expecting a toy and he got a tea kettle. Uh-huh. Right, and Grandma wasn't there. Right, so they read, no, you opened up the wrong package. Right, and Grandma never got the tea kettle because before they got the tea kettle to Grandma, she died.
Oh my God! Greg.
For the rest of his life, people go, "Hey, remember when you killed Grandma because you didn't open up the because you opened up a Christmas package?" So to this day, they're busting his chops on it. So what's your story? Call us here in the studio right now. This is your favorite part of the show, Steve.
Steve's been waiting all day for this.
All day. It's time for the elephant in the room at Thanksgiving. We've all been through it. There's probably somebody in your family who did something once at a Thanksgiving meal and has never lived it down ever again. So whatever it might be, 215-263-WMGK is the number for you to call. All of a sudden, I'm in Arlo pacing. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
There we were, sitting on a bench, waiting around for something to happen, when all of a sudden, we went to the phone and talked to Susan. Good morning, Susan. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. So tell me about the thing that people bust on, the elephant in the room at Thanksgiving or any holiday meal. What was it?
Every year, I have a big Thanksgiving dinner. All the relatives come, and we all sit and watch and wait for my two Irish aunts for the past 25 years, sneaking all the food in their pocketbooks to take home.
Do they not think that, like you're going to hand out the food afterwards? Like, everybody takes home a prize package.
Yeah, but there are some things that get scarfed up and get eaten, so there's no leftovers. So they make sure that they have their own leftovers.
Oh, my God.
We finally started offering them foil.
I was going to say, Thanksgiving's not really conducive to a purse. Why are there pennies in my sweet potatoes?
But this is actually with every party that we go to. It's always the two of them. And everybody always just sits back and watch the action start with the
Oh, God, that's great. Hey, Doug, what is the elephant in the room at your Thanksgiving?
A couple of Thanksgivings ago, my father got a brand new stove. It was electronic. He put the turkey in, set the temperature, but forgot to turn it on.
Oh, my God.
Right before we ate, he went to check the turkey. It was still cold.
Oh, man.
Oh. Megan, what about yourself? Are you Megan or Megan?
Megan.
Megan, how about yourself?
The night before Thanksgiving, we went out,
And
the next morning, my mom's waking me up. She's like, everyone's over. There's about 20 people in my house.
Okay.
So I walked up from the basement, that's where I was living, and I completely fainted from dehydration and hit my head on the cabinet. So the next year, I walk up the stairs from the basement, and my uncle brought a walker, and it's standing there the next year I don't pass out. Yeah, it was great. I haven't lived it down.
All right, George, what about you? What is the elephant in the room at your Thanksgiving?
It was my wife's step-granddad.
Okay.
He would, on Thanksgiving, he'd get a position on the couch in the living room while everybody else was in the kitchen. You know, we were drinking and having hors d'oeuvres, deciding whose turn is it to go to talk to this guy. You know, you had to do rock, paper, scissor, or just like, I went.
Why didn't people want to talk to him?
Well, it's like I've heard this story so many times. Plus, he had a kind of a funny eye. kind of like a winky eye, like Popeye.
He was Columbo.
And so it was hard to look at him and talk to him. It was just like, you know, and a little dribble coming from the side of the mouth. It was just, yeah. It was not a good scene.
So he is the elephant.
He absolutely is the elephant man.
Wendy, what about you? What's the elephant in the room in your house at Thanksgiving?
We have a big old-fashioned church pew bench, very wooden. It was probably about maybe 15, even longer than that, 20 years ago. My sister's sitting beside of me, and she has a stomach ache, unbeknownst to me, because she tried to pass gas silently.
Right.
But during the prayer, it was the biggest, loudest fart I think I've ever heard in my life. To this day.
Now what happens when everybody gathers again? Oh, does it come up every year?
Yeah, hell yeah. We like make noise and, you know, everything. And of course.
Have a great morning.
Thank you. You too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fine.
Right now upon us is Breakfast with the Beatles, being brought to you by a Robbins Delaware Diamond Self-Serve Ring Curses. Yes, self-serve ring curses and even ring cases, and absolutely no sales tax. That's Robbins Delaware Diamonds. I mentioned yesterday that George Martin's son, Giles, will be on with us this coming Thursday to talk about the newly remastered and remixed 50th anniversary edition of the White Album, whose the release date is actually Thanksgiving Day, the 22nd. Would have been the release of the 50 years ago of the White Album. And with a lot of these projects, you know, most people really can't hear much of a difference from the original. So I'm going to play Back in the USSR today. And before we get to it, you know, I'll tell you some things I want you to pay attention to, because I noticed this when I was listening to this yesterday. All right. If your memory serves you correctly, you'll notice that the jet sound at the beginning of the song actually goes into the song further than it did on the original album. No big deal there. But you're going to notice a hell of a lot more guitar separation when he gets, music separation, audio separation, that's the word I'm looking for, when he gets to the guitar solo. And then pay attention to the Back in the USSR lines, because they've enhanced the vocals on that too. So this time, and from the correct
location. I'll believe it when I hear it.
You believe it? Okay. Yeah. Because I've been playing these off of CD because we haven't loaded them in the system yet. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened yesterday. I went to the system and didn't go to the CD. Uh-oh. Today, I'm going to the CD.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
As we all go looking, I'm looking for some. Stan Lee died.
Right.
All right. And, yeah, I don't know what the hell happened.
Right, 95.
To it. What's that?
My mic wasn't on, so I'm repeating what I said. Right. 95 for the third time now.
Right. 95 years old.
Yeah.
Right.
Long
and
life.
And I had all of these quotes from, you know, all these people saying these great things, and then Ryan Reynolds just said, it's like Chris Evans went on, or that thank you for Captain America. You know, Halle Berry went on. I mean, you know, one after another, Jennifer Gardner saying, hey, you made superheroes out of women, and then Ryan Reynolds, who, you know, there's no shutting him up in a movie, that's for sure, right?
Point.
All he said was, thanks, Stan. That was it.
R.I.P., bro.
That's it. It is. But I think, I mean, 95 years old, the man, just what he has done for America, you know, the amount of entertainment we've gotten out of this man on so many different levels, whether it was the comic books or the TV shows or the cartoons or, you know, or the superhero movies, just an all-around incredible talent.
When I've seen a lot of people saying this on Twitter, what's going to stand out for most people is, as these movies keep coming, no more cameos. He's been in every single one
although,
of these Marvel movies.
Although he has already shot the cameo for Avengers 4.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Is that his last one?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, the second part of whatever the war was, the Infinity War. So,
All right.
So, maybe should we hold a little tribute, ladies and gentlemen?
I think it's only fitting.
Right. Stan Lee, ladies and gentlemen. Stan Lee.
Stan Lee, the legendary comic book icon, has died. His personal physician, Dr. Strange, said he may have had radioactive blood. Everyone marveled at his career and loved his Magneto personality. Pallbearers include The Incredible Hulk, Black Panther, and The Fantastic Four. The eulogy will be done by Nick Fury, and the service will be photographed by Peter Parker. Rather than having a coffin, he wanted to be cremated by the Human Torch. Reporting from the Stan Lee funeral, I'm Bang Zoomthwack.
John DeBella.
Oh, I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.